Michael Jackson's just coming on the air. You know it's time to start the game. Beat It has just come up and they haven't stopped it.
Oh my, somebody needs to turn that off.
There's a tip-off. It goes over directly to Nalian, and man, great two passes. And there is a basket by Caitlin Johnson.
Santeza bringing it down over to Justina. Long pass over to Brittany. She's going to try to run the baseline, but she'll be fouled by 14, Karis Allsworth.
The Tenalian Lynx were looking really good yesterday. They had a really good start against the rookies and kind of had the rookies caught fire and really took away with the game at the beginning of the second quarter. So we'll see how the Eagles do here. Good movement of the ball down to the bottom post, where Nicole loses it but quickly regains composure. Shot up by Dantessa, no good. Rebound by the Lynx.
And that was the eighth grade, Karis Johnson. So we'll see her a few more times. Tries to get it over to Karis. Just a pass overthrown. It'll end up with Dantessa going down the lane. It's up and no good.
That was a fast-paced shot there. Off the block hard. Picked up by number 23. And I believe number 23, I remember her name. I'm just going to have to give me a couple seconds here.
Alyssa Olsen.
Yes, Miss Alyssa Olsen. And they're going to move the ball around, get to the bottom right post. Number 3 puts up the shot. That is Kaya Beebe.
Yes.
No go on that one. Rebounded by the Lady Eagles. And here comes Justina, and she's going to pull the ball back and let the rest of the team in the play set into motion. On the floor for the Eagles, we got Justina, Dantessa, Madison, Nicole, and Brittany. There's a great steal by Karis. No, that's Mercy.
No, Mercy Allsworth. She'll bring it down, pass it off to Beebe.
Shot fired. It rolls all the way around the rim. They get the rebound. Put back up by Johnson. No good. And this time, Sandpoint with the ball. And a chance for a fast break. Justina sees it. She had Brittany kind of trailing on the left, but Justina will pull the ball back and let the play set up.
Ooh. Not quite sure if that was trying to be a pass or a shot, but either way, it was
a miss, but great feed down to the bottom post by Justina. Gets the ball to Madison Thompson, who puts up a shot from the post. No good. Rebound by Sandpoint and steal by Brittany. Brittany puts up another shot. That one off the back of the glass,
ooh,
too. Woo! Ryan Cowboy, good tie up there by Dantessa. She fights hard for that ball, and we're going to get a jump ball called?
I believe so.
Possession will go to the home Lady Eagles. They're wearing their white jerseys.
We'll take it out underneath their hoop.
Yep. Throw in by Brittany Gardner. Looking for the play again in motion. She finds Justina. Quickly gets outside the perimeter. Looking for a chance to get into the lane. But tight guarding by Karis will prevent that. Pass around. Long shot by Brittany Gardner. No good. Off the right-hand side. Oh, deflection by Beebe.
Right.
We'll put the ball out of Madison Thompson's hands and back in the hand.
Ooh. Looks like she was going to try to pass that one off and realize no one was there. They're going to call it double dribble.
She almost recovered from that one, too, but not quite enough. A little moving violation. Good effort by Karis Allsworth. So a throw-in from the sideline for the Eagles. Here comes Justina.
She's going to take it.
Yep, long shot right on the top of the post. Goes over the top of the rim and bounces out. Rebounded by the Port Allsworth. Oh, Karis is moving real fast. She wants to take that all the way to the basket, and she does. Great job by Karis Allsworth getting the score now 4-0 with 5:38. Sandpoint yet to get on the board. Let's see if they can turn that around here with this possession. Dantessa's going to take point this time. She jump stops, passes over to Brittany, but good tight man-to-man defense being played by the Lynx.
A very good man-to-man. I mean, are they playing a zone or man?
No, that's man right there. We're going to have a tie-up as the ball goes to the floor. Caitlin Johnson and Dantessa both fighting for this one possession going to the Lynx. And we're going to see a full-court press here being utilized by Sandpoint to try to get some pressure in the ball.
And the trap, stop.
Yep, they put a stop to the movement, but and there's going to be another, that almost a travel. It was Mercy Allsworth trying to get past Brittany Gardner. Couldn't quite do it. The ball gets loose and goes out of bounds. Last touch by the Lynx. So here we go, Sandpoint with another chance to get on the board for the first time.
Yeah, that's what they do.
Ooh, pass almost blocked by Christina.
She's thinking about a three-point shot. She won't take it. She's driving. Dantessa at the top. She'll fake a shot and give it back to Justina.
Yep, Justina takes it to the top of the free throw line, but moving back. And this defense is really giving them a hard time here. It's a nice, tight man-to-man. They need to see some more movement by Sandpoint. They're
I thought they were playing a zone because Sandpoint's not moving. Maybe that's why their defense isn't moving.
Yep, you don't see the slide motion because it's man, but there's not a lot of motion on the plays by the Sandpoint Eagles. And they usually do have a little bit more motion. So ball goes out of bounds on the baseline. Throw in. Here's that full court trap. And it converts over. Dantessa gets a steal. She puts a shot off the glass. It's a little bit low, and that's no good. That's Karis Allsworth with the rebound, and she's going to move fast over trying to beat the defense, but not quite able to do it. And the girls are setting back up into that 2-1-2 zone they played yesterday and had kind of a hard time with against New Haven, but they're going to give another shot here tonight. Into the post for Port Allsworth, moving the ball around back outside, though.
Looking a little frazzled.
Yeah, that 2-1-2 is working pretty well against his defense, and it does get a steal right there by Don Tessa.
I'll try to get it into the post, but it just doesn't work.
Yeah, it's very tight and compact, the zone that they're playing, making it hard for them to get down to the post. So Sandpoint now with the ball, still yet to score. There are 4 minutes left. There's a shot for three on top of the key, and it looks great and goes
in. She's bound to make it. She's been. They give her that room. So
yeah, they've won. She's wanted that one for a while now. So just like that, it's a 3-4 game with just under four to go. And here's that full court press making it real hard and a throwaway. The ball goes out of bounds. Last touch by the Lynx.
And that's exactly what they want that press to do, is cause the turnover.
Yep, and it's been working out really well for them. Let's see what the coach for the Lynx does here to turn over, to, you know, get them passing past that full court press. All right, the girls are here.
Let's see if she can do it again. Another three by Justina.
In and out.
Madison. She'll bring it out to Nicole.
Oh, the ball goes loose, but Brittany picks it right back up. She's going to take it over the wing. Oh, bounce off her toe and goes out of bounds on the baseline. Good defense there by Karis Allsworth, forcing that ball to go out of bounds. Last touch by Brittany. Full court press once again, but Karis is going to get a chance to beat it. She's got Nicole in front of her. Good job passing. Yeah, down to the bottom post. That's how you break a press.
That's what will happen is they'll get it to the open man down there.
Yeah, they did a good job breaking the press that time, getting to the post. Maybe just can't quite convert it. It goes out of bounds. Last touched by Sandpoint. Got a little lucky on that one, the Eagles did.
Yeah.
All right, Brittany with the ball now on the left-hand wing.
Ooh.
She'll pass up to the top of the key, and Justina quickly realizes the pass is coming to her in time. Calling the play in the motion here. Madison on the right-hand side with the ball, looking for someone in the post. No go. Justina for three. That one's nothing but net.
And that'll give them the lead. 6-4 now, just 2:45 in the first quarter.
Yep. Sandpoint gets the first lead of the game by 2-3 shots from Justina. Just showed you. Oh, another forced turnover there. Ball going out of bounds. Last touch by, the Lynx. Officiating, we have Miss Raynell Gardner and Mr. Mack.
Ethan Mack.
Yep, Mr. Ethan Mack.
He's newly certified.
Yep, looking good out there. He's in his ref gear, learning. Sitting underneath the great minds of Raynell and Joe Colliver, he'll go far.
Mm-hmm.
Nice feed to the bottom post for Madison's wide open, and she takes that with a nice drop step up off the glass, good for two. And that was just beautifully set by Justina.
That's what she should be looking for, and that's what Madison should be doing, so
yeah,
that's good.
You see, Sandpoint, when they get the feed like that down to Madison, she can turn those into points every single time. And that's going to be a 30-second timeout called by Port Allsworth, and I think they're going to have a talk about the full-court press, because that's been really the X factor for Sandpoint in turning the game around. They were trailing by four, hadn't gotten any points on the board, and then the full-court pressure allowed them enough possessions to finally get some points up. And Justina had a couple buckets drop from behind the perimeter. And so you can't rely upon three-pointers. Getting Madison back into the game, feeding her down to the bottom post, this is critical to the game. They did it just then, making the score 8-4 with 2 to go in the first quarter.
Yeah, hopefully they'll be moving around, too. Like I said, I thought they were playing a zone because nobody was moving on offense. They just stayed there, but they're getting into the swing of things.
Yep, and there we are, end of the timeout. Oh, and they're going to give it to Caitlin Johnson, who moves real quick with the ball, but she can't get past the full court press.
Alyssa with the ball now.
Yep, Alyssa now going to take a pass. Long shot for three, almost bounces in off the back of the rim. No good, rebound standpoint, and Justina will pick it up quickly for the Eagles. But she'll let the offense catch up and allow the play to get... Nope, shot. Ooh, looks like she's going to take it downtown
like
shot.
That's a steal by Karis Allsworth. She'll try to get it down, but...
Yeah, good tight defense by Karis there, forcing the turnover, but Sandpoint is able to get the ball back. Karis had too many defenders in front of her to do anything.
And she's going a little bit too fast for herself.
Yeah. That's kind of been a main issue here for Porter Allsworth, is they get good plays but go a little too fast. All right, Sandpoint now working down the post. Nicole with it. Oh, but being tightly guarded, hands it off to Dontessa, who will put up a shot. No good.
Done. Rebound by, 21, Mackenzie Olsen. She'll try to pass it down to her player, but it'll end up in the hands of Justina.
Yeah, she's going to take a second here, let the play get into motion. There it is. Almost stolen by Karis, but it goes into Madison's hands. Still get it back to Justina. And there's a little bit more movement down.
Yeah, you're seeing a lot more movement.
It's still a three-point shot. Oh, drains the bucket from way downtown. Hard to defend against that. She was way downtown. Full court press now. The score 11-4.
And they beat it.
Karis beats it. And she'll take it to the top of the key where she'll let the offense set up for Port Ellsworth.
And they'll try to get it down to Mercy Ellsworth. Let's see.
Contact foul there as number 23, Alyssa Olson, was taking a shot, and she gets tapped by...
They said 1-0 on the arm, shooting 2, so that's a Brittany Gardner foul.
Brittany Gardner there tapping the arm as Alyssa went up for the shot. She was about 12 feet out, going for the jumper. Little chance for redemption here from the free throw line. 11-4 is the score, and we have 30 seconds left in the quarter.
Perfect shot. First one's up and good.
Nice arc, nothing but net. Making the score now 11-5. You again tuned in to KSDP here, 8:30 a.m. Sandpoint, 88.1 FM, K201DA, King Cove, Alaska. Second attempt here for Alyssa Olson on the line. She'll put it up. Beautiful arc, both times.
Yeah, it almost looked like it was going to be short.
I know.
Nice shot.
Yeah, nice shot. Rattles around the top of the rim a little bit, but finds its way down. Chloe Gardner making her first appearance down the floor for the Sandpoint Eagles. See if she can't bring some fresh legs and some new life here into the offense. She brings lots of movement in, lots of fast speed. Yeah, you can already see her moving down the left wing. Down to Madison. Ooh, she beats the defense. Oh, robbed.
No good. Back up. No good. She got her own rebound again. She's going to get it out.
There you go. She draws a foul. Number 21 with contact as Madison was looking for a pass out to the perimeter. A little bit of a contact on the arm, and they are really calling much
that
more.
That was on 1-4 Karis Ellsworth.
Oh, that was 1-4 Karis Ellsworth? Okay.
Yes, foul on her. Pass into Madison. She'll shoot a shot.
Buzzer beater shot, no good, and that will do it for our first quarter. The score here, 11-6, and Dave, we've got 1 minute on the clock. We'll send it back to you for a quick word from the sponsors. And we're live here, back once again in King Cove. Dave Waver was steal from you. Justina has the ball. Sandpoint starting it out with possession.
Ooh, was it a double dribble or was that just me?
Well, you know, it could have been. Brittany Gardner had the ball and she'd gave a little stutter step. But Sandpoint with it now. We got Nicole, Chloe, Madison, Justina, and Brittany on the floor right
defense
now for Sandpoint.
A little heavier for Port Ellsworth. And that's a steal by number 3.
Miss
Kyle VB.
Yeah.
Just drive it down, put it up, no good. Rebound by Karis to put it back up, no good.
It's going to stay right where it is with Port Ellsworth as the ball goes out of bounds after two attempts from the Lynx. We're throwing for the baseline, and Miss Kaya Beebe is going to put it in for them. Calls the play into action. There's the motion. Johnson with a shot. Nice shot about 12 feet out. So close, but it's going to go out of bounds. Last touch by Karis Ellsworth. And Sandpoint will throw the ball in. And there's a motion, the passing up the sideline that I really like to see that. You know, it really definitely brings a crispness to their plays. When I hadn't seen it until that play right there. Justina with the ball now, and she's looking for someone down low.
Ooh,
finds
nice
Nicole.
Pass over to Nicole. Bottom there. She was just open, and Justina saw her, and she put it up, and that's 2 points for them.
Johnson's going to be able to get. Oh, she had it, but Justina steals it
right
behind.
Out of her hands.
She stops, takes a shot from about 5 feet out, no good.
Ooh,
good save there by Mercy Ellsworth, and Johnson's got it. Poke out. Last touch by the Lynx. It's going to go over into the possession of Sandpoint. Nice poke out by Justina, keeping possession with Sandpoint.
Yeah, pace a little bit faster. I just hope it doesn't get any messier.
Yeah,
we're doing good with fouls now. One and two.
Yep, Sandpoint with one foul, two for the Lynx. Throw in now for Sandpoint. Nicole's wide open for three on the baseline. No good. Off the back iron picked up by the Lynx. And Johnson.
Ooh, look at you looking for her hair pony. It fell out and she managed to save it, but Brittany's going to get it from that save and dribble down, put it up.
Good job head saving and allowing the defense to make the move and then put the shot, but it's just a little bit off, a little too hard up the glass, goes out of bounds, last touch by Sandpoint. Here's that full court press. Brittany with a punch out. And Johnson over here, she needs to have
just a lob. It was not even a good pass, but Port Ellsworth will keep it. A shot will go up.
Number 21 there with that shot, no good.
And rebound by Sandpoint. Chloe going for a layup. And
A little slippery fingers there by Chloe. She had a fast break going, got a little ahead of herself, and a loose possession out of bounds. And Port Aldridge just needs to have a little bit more confidence in their dribbling to get past the full court, because they have a look and then they stop.
Brittany with almost a steal. That's Mackenzie Aldridge. Mackenzie Olsen, she'll put it up. No good. Rebound by
Bebe. And that's going to be a jump ball as it gets tied up on the floor. Port Aldridge will have possession. And that three-point shot by Olsen just, like, carried itself somehow. I thought it was going to be way short.
I thought it was going in, but...
That momentum. Here's Karras with a shot from about 12, 15 feet out. No good. Rebound. Oh, saved by Port Aldridge. But into the hands of Brittany, and she's got Justina breaking fast, but Justina has the defenders catch up with her real fast. So Sandpoint will pass it around two times. Nice off the glass. Good for two. Justina with the shot. 15-6, Sandpoint with taking a commanding lead here.
Still trying to beat this press, then they get passed out for it, but Brittany's going to come from behind. But they'll get it over to, I believe that's number three, Kaya.
Yep, Kaya Bebe, but she has two defenders. Rope up the ball, another jump ball and possession for Sandpoint. Substitutions, 23 is going to come in for number 21. That is Alyssa Olsen replacing 21, Mackenzie
Olsen.
And then Emily comes in for Sandpoint. She'll replace Madison.
Chloe with the ball now at the side. She passed it over to Brittany. Brittany up to the top to Justina.
Good motion of the ball now. Oh, and that's exactly what you do. You find the cutter going into the post. But it doesn't happen. But Chloe gets it.
Little 10-foot shot.
Yeah, nice jumper from 10 feet out. Good for two, nothing but net. 17-6 now with 5 to go. And here's that full court pressure giving a lot of heartburn to the Lynx. And
they get the full lane when they beat the press. But, and that is...
Oh! Karras looking like a pro with that drive into the lane, but she just puts a little bit too much on it. And here's a fast break by Justina. See if she can keep her composure.
That layup just didn't go in. Rebound by Brittany to Justina, and she tries to take off and forgets to dribble there, so that's a travel.
Yeah, moving violation right there by Justina. Good rebound by Brittany off that shot by Justina, and both those layups for Port Aldridge and Sandpoint were just a little too much. Here comes the Lynx. They're moving the ball fast up to the left post, and there's Bebe, but she'll send it back out to Caitlin Johnson, who will take a shot from just inside the three. Count that one good.
17-9, just 4:24 left in the first half. Still in favor of Sandpoint.
They'll be trying to move down to Emily Voss, but they'll get picked off by Bebe, and Port Aldridge looking with new life here. They'll get it over to Karras.
Yeah, after a couple points, a little confidence, they're trying here.
Yep, and they get it down. That's a travel.
We had Kaya Bebe try to go up for the shot, and just takes a little too many steps.
Yep, you know, when you take a shot and you have someone's hand come down on you and you move up but don't take the shot, force calls to travel. So Sandpoint will take possession. We had a substitution there. Mackenzie Olsen back in the game. She'll replace Mercy Aldsworth. Chloe's going to take another shot from just inside the three-point line.
Short.
Yeah.
Rebound by Bebe, right?
Yep. Oh, stolen by Brittany Gardner.
Brittany down to Nicole.
Ooh, good job by Nicole. She had defenders coming all over her. She hesitates and sends it back outside.
For three.
Count it. Swish by Justina.
Yeah, that's just come easy for her.
Yep, 20-9. She does make it look easy. Full court press here. Karras Olsen running some trouble. She'll pass it to Caitlin Johnson.
Pass. Almost overthrown, but they still got it. They'll get past half court.
Good for them, because Caitlin oftentimes will just pull up the dribble when she doesn't need to yet. Oh, jump ball. Gets loose on the floor.
I think it's Port Aldsworth this time.
Yeah, possession for Port Aldsworth, and Karras is on the floor tying her shoe. It looked like Sandpoint was trying to help her up there, but she just took a second to tie up. And the Lynx will throw it in from half court. Karras takes the ball, tightly guarded by Justina. Oh, and she pokes it out. Good tight defense by Justina Parami. Throws for Port Aldsworth again, a little bit further down the line on the sideline, but...
He'll give it to Karras. Karras down to Kaya. Kaya will put it up. And
that was a good look by Kaya. She turns and puts it right up from about 4 feet out. Chloe Gardner with the ball now for the Eagles, moving quick. She'll pass it back to the top of the key. Fed down.
Cutting through. They saw and used it. That's good.
Feeding right down into the post. They've gotten probably 10 points by doing that, and that's exactly how you want to get your points. Full court pressure. Johnson looking for some help. She finds it with Bebe. Kaya pulls it back over to Johnson. Yep, and Johnson will take it past the half court. Good job breaking the press.
Screens by her teammate. She'll try to get around him, get it over to
Karis Ellsworth drives into the lane, pulls up for a shot, just flight to the right, rebound.
And I don't know who's going to get this.
Yeah, it was possible.
It'll be recovered by Kaya.
Yeah, blind lob by number 23, Olsen, goes into the hands of Kaya. Shot from outside.
Olsen, it's up and way overthrown. Both girls will get it. It looks like Emily Boston, 23, Alyssa Olsen, both rebounding that one. That'll be a jump ball.
Yeah, had a good line for that three-pointer, but just a little bit too much mustard on it. Send it over the top. So Sam Point will get possession on that jump ball and move it quickly up. Peyton Stroud subs in. Ooh, traveling by Peyton. She just takes too many pivots as she was looking for that pass.
Well, that was some nice defense there by Karis Ellsworth. She was in the way of everything there.
Yep, she's playing some tight D. Ooh, a little poke out there by Justina, but Port Ellsworth keeps control of the ball. Johnson's going to take it up, but Chloe's going to put a hand in her face, forcing the pass over to Olsen. Olsen drives the lane. Hands it off.
She shouldn't have stopped, but
she had a lot of traffic right there in front of her, but she'll hand it off to her sister.
Oh, there we go.
Ooh.
And
yep, fouled right there as Kaya Bebe was going up for a shot. Contact foul against White.
1-2. 1-2 on the arm.
Emily Voss. Sending Kaya to the line for a chance for two. Nice name, Kaya. You don't hear that every day.
It's cute.
Shot right there by Kaya off the glass, but you count it off the glass. It's still good.
Oh, yeah.
22-12. Just under two to go here in the first half. Sam Point remains in the lead of this contest with Port Ellsworth, and you are here live at the 2016 Peter Pan tip-off. Second attempt rattles around the rim and hops back out. Rebound by Emily Voss.
And so
a little pass it to herself.
Yeah. Justina down to Peyton. Peyton right back to Justina at the top.
Justina looking for the play again to motion. Here it comes. And there's just not a lot of setup here.
Oh.
But cross course pass to Chloe Gardner. She gets an open look and takes it. Ball goes to the floor, and Boston and Kaya Bebe will tie it up for a jump ball. Yeah, the 10th jump ball of the half.
I think so.
Here we go. Ball in the hands of Port Ellsworth for that full court press. See if they can't get past it. They do. They break it.
Seems like half top court. I don't know if they broke it yet. Some nice defense being played by Justina, and it'll cause a turnover.
Seems like there's been a little bit more of a slowdown, though, on that full court pressure. When they first started applying it, it was really effective, and they had a lot more heat on it. Seems like it's been cooling down a little bit. See if the Eagles can't keep that full court press going, because that's been the saving grace for this half.
And, get some practice.
Here's Chloe with a pass, but, Karis Ellsworth is able to really make it a hard pass to get through it.
Oh.
Stolen by Karis. Oh, but Justina. Nice steal. Goes to the floor. Chloe picks it up.
All over the place. I think at least seven girls had that ball in the last 5 seconds.
They called a timeout. I don't know who had possession. 30-second timeout being called by Coach Mobeck for the Eagles, and I think they'll say possession was in the hands of Sandpoint at that time, but it was hard to broadcast when the ball goes loose like that for, a good 10 seconds.
Yeah.
And everyone's got a hand on it, just floating in the air. Mostly gravity's got it.
Yeah, no, that was a little messy, but not terrible.
Sandpoint's been controlling a good motion and flow of the game. They've had a hard time getting their shots to go down. I hear that was exactly the same problem they were having in New Haven yesterday.
But, I mean, their shots are doing just fine. They're winning the game.
Yep, they're winning the game, keeping ahead. Port Ellsworth had a really tough game yesterday against King Cove, where they definitely dominated. But, Port Ellsworth kept it really tight in the first quarter. And in the second quarter, King Cove was just able to kind of take it away. But they've been playing some real good games here at Port Ellsworth.
I think so. I think this might be the slowest game we've had, even though it's not bad. It's not a bad game at all.
Good pass around, goes to Chloe Gardner, and she'll take a shot from about 10 feet out. No good. Rebound by Port Ellsworth, but again goes to the floor, and this time
I think I saw a kick in there, and I don't know.
There was all sorts of movement of the ball there on the floor, and finally Peyton gets a hand on it, but she'll get a contact foul as she has possession, and when she passes it, Port Ellsworth puts a little too much pressure.
Ooh,
nice deal by Kaylin Johnson.
And if she would just... What's the call?
They're going to call... As I don't know if it's going to be she touched the line as she stole it, maybe out of bounds.
I don't know. I might have thought two thumbs up, too. I don't know.
Either
way.
That's a good play. So this is still fast. Really cool. Gardner is not going to give that one to her for free, though. And Karis was moving fast down for a layup. Chloe Gardner pulls up behind her and knocks it out of bounds. Baseline throw underneath her own basket for the Lynx.
And then she would just dribble if she would just... Well, it's okay. Either way, we got a shot up. And
woo!
Calabibi, and that one's good.
Lily downtown for 3 points, 22 to 15 now with 33 seconds in the half. Port Allsworth with Never Say Die. They are still in this one.
Oh, and they're still in this.
Okay, Standpoint with the ball now, moving it down. It gets stolen really quickly by Olsen. Olsen to Kaya. Oh, and Kaya not knowing what to do with it. She'll pass
get
up
to Karis. Karis will let her girl set up.
Yep, now moving it around to the top of the perimeter. Karis Olsen driving the lane, bounced back out to the three-point line where Caitlin Johnson took a powerful three-point shot.
And I'm sure that was an over-the-back call on number five. Let's see.
You know, Nicole doesn't get called for those too often, but it does happen on occasion where she goes over the top looking for the board.
It's easy to do these new rules in reffing, change everything, and it doesn't matter. As long as if you're behind them, it's over the back.
Yep, exactly. So there's the ball now thrown in on the baseline. Oh, good composure there. That's a buzzer.
I didn't even notice it was a buzzer beater, but that's up for two. So it's 17-22, a little closer than we thought it would be at the half.
Absolutely. The scoreboard has stood still for Standpoint in the second quarter, but it has continued to slowly tick up for Port Allsworth, and they've made this a five-point game off of a slow and steady offense and doing good work. Well, 10 minutes on the clock here, Dave. We're going to send it back to you for a word from our sponsors. Hey, welcome back to the contest we have right now. This is the Port Allsworth Lynx versus the Lady Eagles of Standpoint, and we are here just beginning the first half, and Tenalian will have the ball. Pass it in. Number 23, Olsen, and the score is 22-17. We've got a tight game here at Tenalian. I've never said die.
Nice job. She'll get the ball. Drive around Madison Thompson on the baseline and put it up for two.
Good run on the baseline by Mercy Allsworth. And here comes Standpoint. Going to have to do a little hustle into this one, keep their lead. Standpoint with the ball, moving it down to the post. Ooh. Oh, that's dropped by Nicole Gunderson and picked right back up by 23, Alyssa Olsen. Mercy Allsworth with the ball, looking for a pass. She gets it over to Olsen. And here's Karis driving the lane. Pass outside to Caitlin Johnson, now to the bomb post.
Ooh.
Ball gets knocked away, but Kia Beebe is able to get her hands back on it. She'll pass it into the post. But, oh,
she'll dribble out, but she's stuck.
And before a violation happens there, she had three defenders all around her. They're able to call a jump ball possession for Standpoint, and that ball wasn't going anywhere. She looked out with a jump ball.
Either way, it would have been Standpoint ball, I think.
Exactly. Here's a long shot by Brittany for three. It's just off the top of the rim. Rebound goes down.
Oh, she'll try to get it to Madison Thompson at the post, but it'll end up in the hands of
Mercy Allsworth, yeah. Oh, best dribble I've seen from Caitlin Johnson all day. She runs the sideline, gets it past half court.
And good look by them using that.
Holy cow.
2-point score.
A one-point game, 22-21, as Port Allsworth is just looking great on offense coming out of that
second.
They
came back in this second half playing strong.
Yep, and here we go. Standpoint really needing to get to the board here. Wide open Brittany Gardner from about 17 feet out. No good. Picked up by Justina.
She'll go out and take the three. No good. Rebound by Madison. She'll get it back up. No good. Gantezza with it now.
Yep, nice little turn hook shot from the post. No good.
Gets the rebound. She'll get it down to Caitlin Johnson. She's almost by herself. She'll put it up.
Hard off the top of the glass. Rebound. Yep, rebound by Karis. No good on the putback, but a loose ball that no one really went hard for goes into the hands of Alyssa Olsen. And Tenalian's going to take a shot. That was Karis.
Oh,
and Kia Beebe was able to get the rebound. She was getting ready for the putback and fouled against Brittany Nicole.
Looked like she was going for the ball and ended up with her arm instead.
Yep. And that happens easily when you're down low and you're fighting hard. And Standpoint does have a little more urgency right now, seeing that this is a one-point game. Throw-in. Shot from the free throw line by Caitlin Johnson. No good.
And then
gets a rebound.
She'll get it back up. She'll get it back up. No good. Get it back up and no good. But there's a foul call.
Yep. Mercy's going to go to the line for a chance for two. Foul, I believe they said.
Three, four,
Gantezza. And that's the second team foul of the half right there for Standpoint.
And that foul will put Mercy Allsworth at the line for her two shots.
Mercy gets the ball, dribbles and puts it up. It's a little low arc, hard off the back iron. Chloe's going to come in for Brittany. And great effort from Tenalian. They're playing some of the best basketball that I've seen them play in the last 3 years that they've been playing. Second attempt on the board right here. Again, a little arc, but it finds its way to the bottom of the basket, and we have a tied game, 2-2 to 22. 5:45 on the clock here in the third quarter, and Sandpoint with the ball desperately needing to get a basket. They have been at a standstill on the scoreboard.
Since the first quarter. Nicole hoping to change that up, and no good. Rebound by Dempsey. And no good. Rebound by both Madison and Mercy Ellsworth.
Jump ball goes to Tenalian, and Tenalian looking really excited. They've been able to get this up.
Comes that full court press by Sandpoint. Let's see if they can beat it.
Yeah, full court man-to-man. A good job by setting a screen.
I saw a screen.
But Sandpoint, they were almost able to steal the ball, but they gain possession. This time they do lose it, and Madison's right there to grab the loose ball. Nicole running fast. She had Nicole open on the post.
She saw her. She tried to get it. She ended up with it.
Yeah, waited too long to get the pass down Nicole there.
Justina up, but she's finally 2 points by Sandpoint.
Good triangle pass around. Gets over to Justina. Good for two. And here's that full court press.
Justina.
16 points for Justina?
Yes.
Good job by Justina, really carrying this team this game. But we need to see a little bit more. Fort Oliver, jump ball as Caitlin Johnson looking to find a pass, but Chloe Gardner puts a lot of pressure. And a jump ball will be possession for Sandpoint. Tenalian will quickly get back on defense, and Sandpoint will have an easy time getting it past the half-court line. Chloe Gardner now at the left wing with the ball, passing to Madison. Now to Nicole on the top part of the post.
Cutting through, she thought she saw Chloe, but it'll be a steal for Fort Ellsworth.
Good job getting back quick by Dontessa. She puts a stop to a fast break by Olsen.
But she was there. I don't know why she didn't shoot it.
Yeah. Tenalian with the ball now, moving it outside the perimeter and looking for someone open. They get Caitlin Johnson, who will quickly bounce it back. Now Mercy working her way. She's running that baseline again. Loses it on the floor. Mercy.
They're going to call 3 seconds. Seemed like they would, but no.
Yep. They're not going to call 3 seconds there. They were definitely in the paint for quite a few moments, but they will go ahead and call a jump ball as it goes to the floor. And 21 will come in for 23. That's a swap out by Olsen's. Alyssa Olsen back sitting down, and Mackenzie Olsen coming in. Mercy looking for the pass, and she finds Olsen.
Oh, my.
Missed pass by Karis, but she runs out and gets possession again. And Karis looking for an opportunity. She finds it over there.
She passes and cuts. They'll get it right back to her, and she's stuck again.
There it is. 3 second violation being called there.
Maybe they heard me. How loud am I with this?
It's tied into the board going around the sound, so.
Ay-yay-yay.
Nope, so there is that 3 second violation, and Sandpoint moving the ball. Brittany Gardner checking back in here. See who she goes
tried
for.
To get it to Madison.
And tough, you know.
Again, try to get to Madison. That's a steal.
Karis Olsen trying to move fast, but the ball gets knocked loose by Chloe. She can't catch up to it. It will go out of bounds on the sideline. Last touch by Chloe Gardner, and Nicole's going to sit down, and a much different kind of player, Brittany Gardner, will come in for her. So we'll see what Coach has planned as he swaps out those two.
Yeah, that's different positions. But
missed pass there, intended for Olsen. It goes out of bounds, last touch by the Lynx, and Sandpoint will have the ball and a chance to get two more on the board. Scores 24-22 with 3:40. Clearly wide open. She'll bounce over to Brittany, who takes a
Brittany
shot.
Brittany will take it, though. No good. Rebound by Baby.
Yeah. And another jump ball call. It's been a game of jump balls. This time, possession going to Sandpoint. You know, I thought they had it last time, too. But Sandpoint throwing in from underneath their own basket. Nice steal by Mercy Olsen. And she holds on to it. Fast break. Caitlin was leading up there. She gets the pass and will try and put up her layup, but Sandpoint catches up to her and strips the ball away.
No, seeing who hit it last, so it's going to be another jump.
And they need to move possession because I see it on Sandpoint yet again. So it will be for Fort Ellsworth, and they'll stay possession for Sandpoint next time.
So they'll take it out right underneath their hoop.
Yeah, that was a real tight call. Throw in underneath their own basket for Port Ellsworth. Here comes the girls in motion, looking for somebody. Nice defense by Sandpoint.
Okay, good.
Forces the ball to go loose, but Baby will get to it. Johnson now with a pass. Dontessa coming up behind her.
Oh, nice strong pass. It was almost overthrown, but they'll get it into number three.
Hate it when that happens.
She put it up, and it looks like there's going to be a foul on that shot.
Absolutely. Baby got the ball, drives into the left side of the post, and
3-4.
Yeah, Madison.
Was that four? I'm sorry. There was a four on there.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure. Yeah, Madison Thompson was just standing there and just accidentally swatted her hands. First attempt goes off the back iron. She'll get one more. Both coaches taking a chance to talk to their girls right now. We only have four players going for the rebound. 3:11 on the clock, 22-24, standpoint in the lead.
Let's see what that is.
And that's going to be a call against Mercy, contact foul against Mercy. 3:09 on the clock, standpoint only leading by two. They've only scored 2 points, I believe, since the first quarter.
Oh, and Port Oswald's really picking up their defense.
Yep, has really made it hard for Sandpoint to get it on the board. Matson takes a shot from the sideline, a baseline, doesn't go in, but Justina works hard for the rebound, takes it back outside the perimeter, will feed it to Dontessa, back out to Matson, nice another baseline shot again, but it rolls over the top of the rim.
Let's see what it's held on.
Baseline, last touch by the Canadian Lynx. Possession for Sandpoint, they get the bounce in over to Justina. Justina's really wide open for a three, she takes her time.
Right out.
Yeah, sets that up and makes that. Can't leave Justina open like that for so long because she will win it every single time. And full timeout called right now by Port Allsworth as they see the game slowly starting to slip away from them. And 23 will check back in, Alyssa Olsen. But Mantinelian has really stuck to their guns the whole game. And Sandpoint has only scored 5 points. They scored 22 points in the first quarter and had a very strong lead. And since the first quarter, it's only been 5 points. Tenalian has come out viciously on defense and has done some really good stuff on offense as well, getting points on the board and getting back in this.
That was a good quarter for the Lynx.
Absolutely. 2:39 on the clock right now. We are in the third quarter, the first of four games for the day. Up next, we'll have the Sandpoint boys squaring off against the Lynx from Port Allsworth as well. And then this evening, that'll be at 4:30. And in the evening games, 6 o'clock, we'll have the rookies going off against New Haven, who handed a disappointing upset to King or Sandpoint. I don't know if you would call it an upset, but it was a disappointing loss for Sandpoint. And then the New Haven boys will square off against the rookies.
I'm excited for
the T-Jack.
Yeah, it's going to be fun, and it's great because all these guys are in our region. We'll see them again at regionals in Sandpoint.
In Sandpoint this year. Don't forget regionals. Sandpoint knows how to... King Coast doing a great job hosting this tournament. Sandpoint knows how to throw a pretty good tournament, too. So I'm looking forward to regionals this year.
All right. I have to be there, so I'm excited.
Very. That'll be fun to have you guys over. All right. Ball in the hands of Tenalian. They'll get it over to Karras. Full court press. Forcing the turnover. Brittany trying to keep her composure, but can't quite do the shot. Goes hard. Jump ball at Justina and Karras and Mercy and Alyssa. All for that one.
Girls don't like to share.
Yeah, so that'll be possession standpoint. They have a 5-point lead with 2:30 on the clock in the third quarter.
Tried to inbound pass to Madison, but it'll be hit out of bounds by Karras Allsworth.
Karras and Mercy, not sisters. They're actually aunt and niece. They both came in from Uganda and were adopted.
Wow.
And very interesting story, yeah. All right, the ball goes in for Sandpoint. Dontessa turns it into the paint. Nice hook shot, good for two. And their shots just haven't been falling. They've been all around the rim, and finally one falls. And here's that full court press. See a little more movement in Sandpoint as their legs get unglued from the floor.
They'll get it past half court.
Yeah, good job by
that. That was a lot of work.
Getting back to double team trap right there is going to shut down Bebe as she's on the bottom post. Ball tipped up out of the hands of Caitlin Johnson. Sandpoint will have possession and 2 minutes on the clock to try to get a couple more points here before the end of the third quarter. Chloe Gardner almost loses it to Johnson. Pass back to the top of the key where Justina will have it.
She will get right on her. She knows she's a three-point shooter.
Yeah, you can't leave Justina hanging around. I'm sure the coach told him that. They're like, you see that girl open on the three-point line, get a hand. Oh, nice job by Bebe stealing a pass. Just, man, those long arms. She has ridiculously long arms now that I look at it.
Yeah, I didn't even see her up until she was way up in the air and her arms were out.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, they just reached out and grabbed that ball. But throwing for Sandpoint on the baseline. Oh,
a trip. I don't think it was on purpose, but I'm pretty sure that's a call.
Definitely not on purpose. Karras got the ball handed in, and Chloe was trying to get right back to her. Trips her up. Foul against Chloe Gardner there. Fourth team foul of the half for Sandpoint, so nothing out of control in the fouls for this game. Good steal by Justina. She rips it out of the hands of Karras. Pass
down
to Chloe.
On the baseline. But
she juggles the ball, loses it on the half of the baseline, throwing underneath Sandpoint's basket for the Port Allsworth Lynx. Good passing to get it past the half.
Got it down the court, and
That's what you want to do against that half court, that full court press. You just pass it up and then get it down to the bottom post where you have one player who will get it up into the basket, and baby does it. Care, baby. 29-24 was the score, and that's going to be a foul from the three-point line for Brittany, so I think she's going to have a chance to go up for three shots.
I believe so.
Yep. Referee shows three fingers. Me and Brittany's going to have a couple chances here from the line. 1:14 on the clock. Again, 29-24. The score remains a five-point difference between the two teams. Standpoint in the lead. First one just off by a little bit. A little bit off the back iron. But Brittany's got two more.
She's not scored yet. It was to put her in the books. And it sure does.
Yep, there we go. Make it a 1 point right there. 30 now for Sandpoint. 24 for Port Aldsworth. And there's the second one. Good job. 31 now for Sandpoint off of 2 points from the free throw line for Brittany Gardner. And there's Olsen. She's going to move quickly to the half court.
She makes the pass to the half court.
Yep. Karen's going to try to take it all the way. That was quite a, that's a throwaway there. And over and back, yep.
I don't think that she realized how far underneath the hoop she was when she got down there and flipped.
Well, oh, yeah, and there's a lot to be said about that right there, about how many steps she took when she stopped dribbling. But she got herself out of position, threw the ball out, and Peyton Stroud will come in for the Eagles. We got Madison, Peyton, Contessa, Justina, and Chloe on the floor. Matt Peyton looking for Justina.
Ooh,
oh,
nice.
Wide open on the post for Dantessa. Yes, Dantessa.
Yeah, that Justina will go out towards the three-point line. That'll pull out both defenders.
Yep.
And then leave Justina. Dantessa wide open.
Ball goes to the floor. Caitlin's able to keep her hands on it, find Karis for the pass and the saving.
Oh,
ooh. And
that, geez.
Yeah, that was Mercy trying to break past two defenders falling to the floor. But good job by Tenaeli holding onto the ball. Quickly goes to the floor two times, but they gain possession both times. 33 seconds on the clock. Port Aldsworth has the ball. This is still in the third quarter, so it's anybody's game at this point.
And that, ooh.
Ooh, good job by
whistle, so they kept playing.
Yep, Karis trying for a shot. No go. Mercy puts up one as well. That time will go in. Caitlin Johnson putting up
that's
a nice
5 points for her.
Yep, putting up a nice little jumper from the free throw line. Chloe Gardner will have the ball now for the Eagles. 14 seconds, standpoint time for one more shot. See what they can do here with the ball. Peyton Stroud being tightly guarded.
It's probably a jump.
Ooh, it looked like it was all ball. And a foul against Karis there as she was playing some tight D.
Yeah.
Emily Voss will come in for Madison Thompson. 8 seconds on the clock. Standpoint looking for one more bucket here before the end of the quarter. They've got to the right girl, Justina. Now Peyton. Peyton back to Justina.
And, well, she's
got to take that buzzer.
No, I thought for sure she would have been watching the clock and throwing that one up there.
And as we go into the third quarter, we've got some really good breakdown here by Amy Mack here. We'll talk through the scores really quick. Karis Allsworth with six points, and Mercy Allsworth so far has a total of 5 points. Alyssa Olsen with two for the Tenalian Lynx. Kaya Baby with six and a lot of good defense.
Yeah.
Caitlin Johnson with five, an eighth grader, doing some really good work.
Yeah, very, very good. I think she might be their point, right?
Yep, she is, and 26 points total for the Lynx for Sandpoint.
Sandpoint, we have two for Chloe, two for Madison, two for Dantessa, four for Nicole, 19 for Justina, and I think 15 of those points were 3 points.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
That's not even a joke.
And two more for Brittany.
That brings the total score to 33 for Sandpoint. And, you know, a lot of big players there with a lot of low scores for Sandpoint. You know, there hasn't been a lot of action.
That just shows the ball movement, though. I mean, everybody's getting the ball and getting a shot, and so that's good.
Yep. Sandpoint now with the lead. They've been able to extend it to 7 points. It's been a 5-point lead for much of the third quarter. Let's see what they do here as we go into the fourth. Tenalian sees a victory right there, and they are not going to let it slip by easily.
They came in strong in the beginning of the last quarter. Let's see what this one brings.
And, you know, winning is a separate skill than being in the lead. You know, you have to let yourself win. Hopefully Sandpoint can do it here. Justina's going to take it up the right-hand side as we begin the fourth quarter. Pass out lob to Madison, to Peyton. Peyton, sorry. Shot taken by Dantessa from the middle end of the post. No good.
She'll dribble it out and stop. She'll pass it way out to Justina, the top show caller, play.
Justina looking for some help. She looked over to the left-hand side of the wing, saw a lot of traffic, so she'll quickly pull back out and let the play set up. There's a play. Looking good screen by Peyton Stroud. Another one by Dantes. It gets her open for a jumper. Just inside the three-point, no good. Bebe with a rebound. Oh, nice steal by Justina. Takes it to the other side and puts it up, and just a little bit too hard and off balance. It goes over the rim.
On the arm foul, though. Let's see who it's on.
Sam Point on the arm.
12, Emily Voss.
Emily Voss with a foul, throw in from the baseline. Here's the full court man-to-man.
That was,
it hasn't been much of a factor since the first quarter. Good steal by Payton. It did a good, it's worth that time.
That's what that was.
Yep. Foul there. Whistle as there's a lot of contact with the ball being passed around.
2-3 on the arm. That's Alyssa Olsen.
Yep. Alyssa Olsen, contact foul. 7:07 on the clock. Standpoint with the ball. Throw in from the sideline to Justina. She drives the lane.
Way down there, but they didn't see that.
Pass back out to Dantessa, who takes a shot from just inside the three-point line. It is a no-go, but Emily Voss fights hard for the rebound. So does Alyssa Olsen. Yet another jump ball. And Danny's going to sit down, and Madison's going to come in. Here's the full-court man. See if they can't force another turnover, and they do.
They sure do. Dantessa, Justina with the ball now. She'll put it up.
Just short of the rim. Chloe almost with the rebound, but she dribbles on the baseline. Ball goes back to Canalian. Timeout call, 30 seconds by the Lynx. And, you know, Chloe and Justina are exactly the people you want to have on the full court press right there when the ball goes in.
Right, because they can't stop them.
Yeah, so a lot of speed.
I mean, they can't get past them. They can't stop. They do stop them.
So right now, I know the coaches right now are talking about the full court press over here on Tenalian. Coach Mobeck has to be telling the girls, just hang in there, hold on to the lead. We're almost there. You know, they've played some real great games out of Sandpoint, especially against King Cove. When they meet against King Cove, the fire.
Yeah, it's like they're arch rivals. I mean,
it's great.
It's scary. These girls just are tough. And,
yeah, I'm looking forward to those games tomorrow.
You know, they are tough. And, you know, falling on the floor doesn't faze them, and I'm up here cringing.
Yeah, and here we go, Tenalian with the ball as they get out of that half, that timeout. And they're able to do a better job getting past the pressure, but, man, this is just...
let's see.
Pressure contact, yep.
That'll be 6 fouls.
Yep, and that puts them into bonus.
After the next foul.
After the next foul?
By standpoint. 7 fouls.
Is it 7 or is that 6?
It's 7.
Okay. Next foul will put them into bonus and allow for a 1-1 opportunity. Oh, Kaylin Johnson steps right on the half-court line. She's lucky she didn't step one inch backwards. There's
almost stolen away by Justina, but there's Allsworth will try to dribble around, get it into BB. She'll put it up.
Ooh. Madison not happy about that call. She puts her arms up and swats at the ball, gets a little bit of hand right there on Bebe and sending her to the line. BB.
I say that too, but regardless, she's shooting two because of the foul on the
shooting
shot.
Foul, yeah.
But any foul after that will put Port Allsworth on the line for their 1-1.
Yep, big deal there as we go into the final stretch of the game. 17 fouls, putting them in the bonus. 33-26, the first attempt by Kaya is wrong. Kaya. Second attempt is off the front of the rim. Fight for the board, and Madison does a good job shoving in to get that rebound. And the ball quickly goes to Justina, and she's going to let the girls set up. Here they go to the top of the key, looking for the pass to the bottom post.
Nice,
she finds Madison.
Pass to Madison. Madison up. No good. Rebound.
It goes to the court.
They'll almost lose it. They'll keep the ball.
Alyssa Olsen did a good job getting it over to Karis. Karis saw Johnson. Coming in, cutting up to the left. She bounces it in, but Chloe
right behind her, though.
Yep, Chloe did a good job defending there. Emily Voss is going to sit down, and Nicole will come back in. We haven't seen her for quite a few minutes.
Yeah.
There's the ball in motion now underneath their own basket. Port Allsworth.
She'll take the baseline. She'll put it up. No good.
Third time, Mercy's done a great job driving the baseline.
Yeah.
Looks like she's got another attempt here. No, she'll pass it out, and Chloe sticks her hand out and knocks it out of bounds. Throw it on the sideline for Lynx. 5:51 on the clock, 33-26, Sandpoint still hanging on to that lead. Oh, the ball goes loose.
That's the Sandpoint.
And for the 20th jump ball of the game, that's going in possession for Sandpoint, and Tina will sit down, and Brittany Gardner will come in with a smile, ready to get in there and get some action. She's going to be playing point guard for the Eagles. She'll
pass it over to Nicole. Nicole back to her. Brittany at the top.
Oh, almost stolen away by Johnson, but Chloe hangs on there. Brittany gets open. She drives it. Oh, it looks like she was getting ready to drive the baseline. Yep, blocking. Yep, blocking. That's always a fun one to call.
Yeah.
Especially when it's a tight, you know, move and the ref gets in there and just, like, slaps their hip. All right, throwing on the baseline for the Eagles. Nicole gets it. She's looking for someone. Down to the post where Madison turns up off the glass. Ah, in and out. In this all night for the Eagles. Karis, moving fast. She has Alyssa Olsen on the paint. Too much traffic.
Yeah, that's all my fault. With the ball, with the steal now.
A weak pass by Chloe. Yep. Just not enough juice on it. Caitlin Johnson pulls up for a jumper about 10 feet out.
Good.
No good. Rebound. Lynx. Alyssa Olsen goes to the floor. No foul there. And as she drops down to a knee with the ball, it should have been either a jump ball or a travel, but they finally call the jump ball there.
And it'll stay down here with the Lynx.
Yep, 26-33, still in favor of Sandpoint. Karis with the bounce in, over to the post. Beebe, nice turn. Good for two. And her coach must be proud of that pivot right there, because it's exactly what you want to see them do. Pivoting down on the bottom post, getting open for the fadeaway. And Sandpoint now with a 5-point lead. They need some points on the board. Throwing away back.
Chloe, but it's overthrown. Almost a steal by
Caitlin Johnson.
Yeah.
Lob pass to Brittany Gardner. Does not get picked off. She'll hold the ball. And she'll lose it. The match is right there, and they will get it back.
Oh,
and another bad pass to Peyton Stroud. Oh, Peyton slides over the back of Caitlin Johnson to get her bottom on the ball.
And then she just slid over the ball. Yeah, I don't know.
That was a pretty awesome play. She literally slid over the top of Caitlin.
She saw it. She's...
Yeah, nothing ill-intentioned on that one. Just good effort by both girls.
Yeah.
All right.
So Brittany with the ball. She'll ride the baseline. Try to get it to Nicole cutting through.
Shot. Just a little off to the right. Rebound goes to the Lynx. They have the ball. They're driving fast. Alyssa Olsen trying to split past two defenders. So quickly stop. Hand it off to, I believe that's Karis Olsen. Shot, no good.
I can't believe there's a foul on them.
Mercy with another opportunity. No good. Alyssa Olsen has the ball now. She's going to quickly get it outside where Karis Olsen will take it up towards the top of the key. Pass to Johnson. She'll take tightly guarded shot.
I don't even know if she saw the hoop there, but it was close.
Five offensive rebounds right there by the Lynx. Sandpoint really got to do something about boxing out. The Lynx still had the ball.
That defense pretty tight, though.
Yeah.
Go get it in.
There's a foul, yep.
That's an offensive foul on number 11. She was using her elbows to get through there.
And that's a really tough one now, because you can move and still be not blocking. It's a hard one.
Right.
You know, the charge is a really weird call now the last 2 years. 3:40 on the clock now, 33-28. Sandpoint hanging on to a lead. 5 points. Beating it down to the post. Madison.
Put it up. No good again.
Brady quickly gets a rebound and fires one more off. No good.
Rebound by...
By Tenalia, will get thrown away. Oh, and Brittany gets knocked down by Caitlin Johnson, and Caitlin just walks away from that one.
Oh, yeah.
I think she's feeling it, dude. Caitlin really wants to win.
I think so, and it's not out of reach.
No.
Let's see what happens. Both teams in 1-1 now.
There we go. That will send Brittany to the line for two.
Oh, okay. That's why they didn't shoot the 1-1 last time, because it was an offensive foul, and you don't shoot 1-1 on offensive fouls. So that's why they have 8 fouls and they're finally just shooting for the first time.
I believe you. All right, so we had a timeout called right there. The score is 33-28. We've got 3:25. It's been, you know, like you said, a lot of the games have been very fast-paced. The Lynx, though, have been able, the Lady Lynx have been able to really keep their games at a much more even-keeled pace, both against King Cove and Sandpoint.
They've been doing good offensively. I think they're just having trouble. They're doing good offensively on their side of the court. They're just having trouble getting there.
Yeah.
Once they're past half court, they're okay.
Yep, Sandpoint doing a good job defensively. You know, one of the big stories of this game and the game against New Haven is the buckets just aren't going down.
Yeah, it's nothing like a train there. They're shooting. It's just not falling.
Yeah, and you know, a lot of it's been like, you know, the plays have been three quarters of the way there. The person's almost in position, and, you know, but just not quite there for a crisp pass and a clean fire. Sandpoint, you know, just doing a great job. They've improved a lot over the last several years.
And it's a fast-paced game, but I think it might be too fast for themselves.
Yeah. All right, 3:25 on the clock. There goes the timeout. You're listening to 8:30 a.m. KSDP in Sandpoint, 88.1 FM, K201DA, King Cove, Alaska.
So Brittany's getting ready to shoot her one and ones. If she makes it, she'll get a second, and if she doesn't, they'll say it live, but it's okay. She gets the first one, so she will. She makes the first one, so she will get the second.
Nothing but net on that first attempt. 34-28. See if she can't make this a 7-point game one more time. Brittany been pretty clutch from the free throw line. That second
yes.
one's good.
That's 4 points for Brittany, all made by the free at the 3-point free throw line.
Yep. Now, here's that full court man to man. Brittany and Justina get on top. Chloe sitting down.
Oh, that should
ooh.
Be a body call on Denteza. Let's see what they.
Here comes the ref. Yep, he's calling it on Danny.
Mm-hmm.
Walking. Madison, Nicole, Danny, Brittany, and Justina all on the floor for Sandpoint, and that is a 1-1.
So that, again, would put Alyssa Alston on the line for two shots. If she makes the first one, she'll get the second. If not, they'll play alive.
Alyssa Alston gets the ball and dribbles, takes her little routine, and puts the first one up high, large, no good. Oh, my gosh, Nicole, get on that rebound. It goes over to Olsen. Misfired shot by fast break by Madison. She got defenders coming. Oh, almost an and-one opportunity. It just goes rolling off the glass, but she'll get fouled and go to the line for two. Karis, that's another one on Karis, and I'm curious to see how many fouls she has because she's got to be getting kind of close to five.
I think they might be showing him.
No.
All right, first attempt from Madison to the line is no good. Rebound, or she'll get her second chance here. See if they can't extend their lead to 8 points. That would be the biggest lead they've had in, since the first quarter.
And that would be pretty comfortable for them.
Yeah, okay, second one's no good, too. Kaya gets the,
she steps down the line on the way.
Yep, Karen. Trying to run the sideline, steps on the line. Throw in, pretty wide open for three. See if she nails it. Oh, just at the back of the rim. Rebounded by Nailing. And they are moving fast, but Dantes is moving quicker. She's able to get back on defense.
Try to get it over to
Caitlin Johnson. Johnson, it goes off her toe, but she maintains possession. Good steal by Justina. She intercepts the pass halfway, and yep, trying to get the ball back. Karis will
reach.
And how many is that for Karis? That's five?
Oh, that's. I hope not. I hate to see kids.
Yeah, I see the hand signal coming up from the board. That's five fouls. Yep. Good effort by Karis Allsworth. She will sit down for the remainder of the game, and all the Eagles will go over and give her a high five as she's played a real, real awesome game.
That's a total of 6 points tonight.
But, you know, she's been the main playmaker,
right.
You know, for the whole team. Even though 6 points, yeah, that's still a good amount of points.
So they're in double bonus.
Yep. Double bonus now for Sandpoint.
Double bonus means they'll get two free shots guaranteed.
Guaranteed two from the line every time. First attempt, good. Justina nails it from the free throw line.
36 for Sandpoint, 20 points for Justina.
Big game for Justina, holding down about two-thirds of the points. All right, second one's good. 37-28, and Sandpoint is definitely lengthening their lead to a much more comfortable position. 21, Olsen, Mackenzie Olsen in for Karis. Here comes Alyssa. She's going to drive past everybody.
Make it through.
Get back to half-court line set. Mackenzie for a nice shot from about
in and out.
17 feet out. No good.
Quick
rebound.
The ball. Now she'll go in. I thought she had the open lane, but she'll get it over to Denteza.
Madison for a shot from the free throw line. No good. Rebound Danny. Another putback. No good. This time Mackenzie gets the rebound. Fast break by Kaylin Johnson. She's got Nicole right in front of her. Who trails her like, Oh.
She might hit her right in the nose.
I don't know if they're going to call that intentional. It wasn't really. It's more of. It was a contact on the arm. Hit her on the face, though. And, Nicole is definitely quite a bit taller than Caitlin Johnson.
Oh, she's okay. I think she just got hit in the nose.
Yeah.
That's the worst.
You know, and that really wasn't, I mean, it was very, you know, obviously, it's not a personal foul. I mean, it was definitely, you knew it was coming,
mm-hmm.
but it wasn't like an intentional, I'm going to try to hurt
right.
you, or a belligerent play. From the line, two shots. No good on the first attempt by Caitlin Johnson. She's had quite a game, though. And for an 8th grader, she does a great job.
Yeah, she does a great job.
Second attempt. takes a step up, puts off the back iron.
She'll get her own rebound even.
Boom, boy, bounced right
put
back.
Put it over to Baby. She'll put it up. 7-point game now, 2:13 left in the game.
Good job by Baby. She's been just dynamite from the bottom post. Here's Sandpoint with the ball. Dantes on the wing sends it back up to the top post where Justina's going to take a long, passing it to Danny. Down to the post. Madison's going to get fouled right there.
And it's not that that was a big, terrible foul. If you move your arms, though, it's a foul.
They like you mentioned a little bit earlier, they just call things a lot more tightly
right.
These days, you know. And all sports are moving in that direction where contact and physical natures are trying to be taken down a level.
And that's okay with me.
You know, sports are supposed to be fun. First shot, nothing but net by Madison Thompson.
3 points now for her.
Is it make it 39 or is it 38? Full timeout being called by Tenalian. They still got 2 minutes on the clock, and the coach does not want to see this one slip away from them without a fight. So good job by Sandpoint kind of lengthening their lead, holding on and lengthening. But, 30 points by Port Allsworth to only 38.
Right. That's not terrible. 2 minutes left. I think they're, like you said, the coach is prepping them. We got 2 minutes left.
Yeah.
8-point game. We can do this. So we'll see what they do after this prep talk.
Well, you know, and you really do have to take a couple seconds there and remind your team, look, I know it feels like it might be slipping away, but it's not.
Right, still time.
Yeah, there's still plenty of time on the clock. You guys can score 8 points in 2 minutes, no problem. Just work hard for it. Sandpoint's got to hold on to their lead and maintain it and not let Port Allsworth get that momentum going. And, you know, when you get down to these final minutes and you're in the lead, I've seen it happen so much in the last 5 years.
You're just comfortable with that and it just goes away. By then it's too late.
I don't know how to describe winning, but it's a separate skill. Like, teams are really good.
You gotta want it. I mean, anybody can do it, but you gotta want it.
Yeah, exactly. You gotta want it, and you gotta let yourself win. It's the only way I've been able to describe it, is that teams sometimes won't let themselves win.
Well, it's not that they won't let them win, but they believe they've lost.
All right, Madison with the ball now. She'll have one more attempt in the line. Gets the ball and puts it up. Good line that time.
That was good.
And it's nice and in. 39 now, 9-point lead. One of the biggest leads since the first quarter for King Sandpoint.
And press still being bothersome for the Lynx.
Yep. Mercy gets off to Alyssa Olsen. It'll go to the ground. And, Danny's going to...
I heard those elbows hit. That's the word.
Yep. She hit the funny bone on that one, tying it up. And that will be a throw-in for the Port Allsworth Lynx. Looking for an opening. They get Alyssa Olsen. But she'll lose the ball. Maintains it, though. Blocking. Called against Danny.
Ooh.
That was a tough call because she was kind of planted a little bit, you know. But she...
Yeah, but it's the hips.
She moved into
the
it.
The hips are what can't be moving. Or your feet. I mean, she hasn't settled yet. And her hips were out.
10 fouls each for both teams now. Second half has definitely been a bit more foul-heavy than the first. But not like aggressive, you know.
Right. They weren't. Nobody's hurt, so that's good.
Yep, Alyssa Olsen with a high arcing shot will go off the back iron. Emily Voss, Peyton Stroud, and Chloe Gardner will all come in. And Brittany Nicole, and I think that's Dantessa. We'll sit down. All right, Alyssa's second attempt goes up. Another high arc.
Ooh, nice one, though. Perfect.
Just on the other side of the rainbow is 1 point for Alyssa, making it a 39-31 game here. Peyton Stroud gets a pass over to Chloe Gardner, who's on the right-hand wing. She'll take the ball up to the red line for volleyball and back down to Justina. She was open on the baseline, but she'll instead feed it in one by Madison Thompson. Down the right-hand side of the post, turns it up, puts it in, gets the foul.
And that little play seems to be working for the Eagles because their defense will follow Justina out to that three-point line, and that leaves Madison wide open every time.
Well, you know, they've been trying to feed it down to the post all game, and they just have not had good passes to the post for whatever reason. I think the defense is has played real hard all day for Port Allsworth, and, you know, you just ran out of steam.
Mm-hmm.
That attempt from the line to no-go, 41-31, out of bounds, last touch by Sandpoint on the baseline. 1:45 to go. It's a 10-point game. Sandpoint looks like they're going to hold on.
Of course. Yes, they will.
Good
down to wide open BB.
That's got to be like 8 points for BB right there on post. They just feed it down to her.
That is 12 points altogether for her.
She's doing a great job on the post. 41-33. 90 seconds on the clock. A high lob to Chloe Gardner will stay in possession of standpoint. She's looking to burn down the clock.
Exactly. Oh, match right. Yep.
Bad touch by standpoint. They're going to call that. It's going to stay with standpoint.
They'll take it out right under their hoop.
Chloe throws in. Yep, right away, fed down to Justina. Oh,
so no good.
Rebound by Port Aldsworth. It's going to get tied up by Chloe. Chloe and Mercy are fighting for that one. 1:12 on the clock, 41-33, and it's been a real tight game so far. The standpoint's trying to walk away with the win. Out to Justina, throwing from the baseline, and she's going to take her time.
Yeah, if I were them, I'd just pull it out. They got lots of time, and she does. She'll take it out.
Yep. Justina, good ball handling skills on her. She'll hand it back out to Peyton, but tight D, going to force a foul there. Caitlin's gotten a couple fouls on her, too. Let's see what that brings.
I don't know. That's a foul on her. That's the first that'll put.
That's number four for Caitlin. Yep, the coach letting Caitlin know that she has four fouls to her name so far. Matson's, or Peyton.
Peyton, let's see if we can get her on the board.
Peyton had a good season this year. Nice step up, a little hard off the glass. She'll get one more attempt, though. I just love the sportsmanship from Port Aldsworth.
No, they are great.
I mean, they're the nicest kids.
Yeah.
All right, Peyton with the ball again, dribbling it up. Takes a step and puts it up there. That one's back iron.
Just a smidge off. Rebound by BB and Voss.
Good seeing Emily Voss really fighting hard for some boards.
She's a little more aggressive this time, a little more confident.
Yeah, she's got the strength and the power to do it. Full court pressure, man-to-man, making it hard, but Caitlin Johnson doing a good job dribbling past. She does
all the way down to McKenzie.
A Hail Mary pass to McKenzie.
Yeah, but
double dribble there. McKenzie gets some good defense thrown on her by Madison Thompson. And Emily's going to throw it. And here's a full court pressure now from Port Aldsworth.
Justina's going to beat it.
Yep, taking over the right-hand side. She breaks the ankles of Caitlin Johnson. Puts up a shot from right on the right-hand side of the free throw line. No good. Rebound by Mercy.
Go. Look up.
Arm. Yep. Contact foul against Justina Parami. We'll send Mercy to the line for two. 41-33, and I don't know where that full court press has been at before, but now it's coming in, and maybe just a little too late.
I think so. 33 seconds left, but we'll see if we can get some more points on the board for Port Aldsworth.
Mercy brings it back to seven there with that. First one goes in. She can make this a six-point game, which is only 2 3-point shots away from a tie, and that's nothing. We got 33 seconds on the clock. Her second attempt right now and make this a two-possession game. Nope, off the back iron. Emily Voss at the board.
Ooh, almost tipped ahead.
Peyton moved fast. Oh, and BB.
I don't think she meant to do that. She was just crashed into her. She was going to pass.
BB's pretty excited there as Peyton Stroud gets the outlet pass down to the bottom post. It was almost a breakaway move. BB
Madison
grabs on.
Dust her off and send her to the free throw line. Let's see if we can get her on the board.
Okay, Peyton now back at the line. Takes her dribbles. Looking for a chance here. Puts it up. Nice line.
Yeah. Now off the glass. Good.
Good off the glass for one. Peyton Stroud. Playing a lot more confident ball this year than she has the last two.
See if we can make it two.
42-34. 29 seconds on the clock for the game. Another one off the back iron. Rebound goes to Alyssa. Alyssa looking for some help. She'll throw the ball up and almost picked up by BB, but Chloe Gardner.
It's all over the floor.
Picked off by Justina this time.
And now,
but Johnson covers it.
Got it.
Johnson
to BB.
What a great play by Johnson to take it down and pass it off to BB. She had a shot, but BB had the better one. Great job. And this is still a 6-point game. Justina with buzzer beater. Just a little off, and standpoint hangs on for a win.
That was a good game, though. Both teams played very well, I thought.
Very good game. Best game I've ever seen Port Aldsworth play, to be honest. And good effort by standpoint hanging on to the win. 42-36 is the final score. Big wave. I'm going to send it back to you, boss. We've got about 2 hours till the next game.
4:30. I don't know. Is that 2 hours away?
It's something like that.